Reel number 10. When you arrived in South Africa, you were then flying training aircraft and instructing, were you?
Yes, we started the in Orbita had been, although we didn't know when we sailed, a complete air school, all the bits of it. And when we got to Port Elizabeth, we went ashore and we started as 42 Air School, just outside Port Elizabeth. And my job gradually evolved as I was in a gunnery training flight, and my own particular job was towing drogues for air gunners under training to fire at. The air gunners were worked out of battle, and the towing was done by in a Northrop A-17A with a Pratt & Whitney Wasp. And so my slogging job at this time was towing drogues up and down the coast for air gunners under training to shoot at. Right.
Did you ever get shot at instead of the drogue?
Well, a bit, but not very much. People mostly tell you they get shot at. I don't think I ever was. You see, you've got a jolly good long tow rope. I had quite a lot of interest in the job, as a matter of fact, because we had a dose. This was an American aircraft, and American drogues, and American equipment, and we had a dose of failures. We were brought to an absolute standstill by failures. And I had a brilliant idea. That's natural, isn't it? I had a brilliant idea. I had used a cine camera, an ordinary cine camera bit, and I did know that you could take slow motion pictures if you only had a cine camera to take slow motion pictures with. And so we all sorts of tricks about why these drogues broke down and what happened to them when they to make them break down and so on.
What, they were breaking adrift
They're
from the plane?
they were breaking down in all sorts of ways. And very, very largely, you'd fly them and they'd go. And they tried strengthening this up and they tried strengthening that up and just couldn't get down onto the answer. And I heard about a chap in Cape Town who had, I made inquiries all over the place, was there such a thing as a slow motion cine camera? No, 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 until I picked up the name of some chap in Cape Town who was reputed to have one. I got into my pet Northrop and nipped off to Cape Town, located this fella, told him the story about the jam we were in, and borrowed his slow motion camera and brought it back and started taking slow motion pictures of the drogues being for the whole action. And gradually,
from an aircraft
oh yes,
alongside.
I used to fly as a passenger I used to fly as a passenger in a battle with the little cine camera. Alongside, they'd stream the drogue, and I'd get my slow motion pictures as it was streamed and that sort of thing. And gradually got onto this trouble and that trouble, and devised methods of curing this and methods of curing that. And I think I got. Over the whole of the drogue throwing thing, I think there are about six ways in six. I've got photographs of them at home. Six ways in which I brought the drogue throwing in squadron rounds up to standard, and in hard fact, did cure the drogue throwing troubles. But what you were asking me was. This investigating side, how that arose. Well, that arose, as I say, I have to thank Winston Churchill for that. And what happened was that after about a year of war, there was a celebrated Winston Churchill memorandum in which he drew attention to the number of aircraft which we were wasting by our own accidents. In this memorandum, he included some figures. I don't remember what the figures, so don't hold me responsible for the figures, but it was something like 10,000 aircraft lost in the last year of these. 2,000 were due to enemy action, and 8,000 due to our own accident, our own carelessness. Some action has got to be taken to put a stop to this. Well, I didn't know anything about this Churchill memorandum at the time, but I was wandering around 42 Air School one day, and our group commander was a great, big, hefty, great type called Croak. Very good type too. Again, one of the few people that I've got on well with. A very good type was Croak. And he was wandering round. His headquarters were in Port Elizabeth, naturally. And he was up having a look around the station. And I suddenly heard from Croak, "Shabbo?" "Yes, sir." "Your report to my office tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Good gracious me. That put me in a bit of a spin. What had I been up to? I hadn't the faintest idea. Anyhow, I was in a bit of a twizzy all day, and tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock I went and reported to the group headquarters, ushered into Croak. Croak pushed a paper across his desk at me and said, "Read that, Shabbo." And the thing that I read was this Churchill memorandum about the number of accidents we'd been having. I don't mean us in particular. Mm-hmm. But I read it. And I said, "Yes, I see, but I haven't done any of it." I hadn't. He said, "No, Shabbo, but you are going to stop it." And there I was detailed as accident prevention officer for his group. I might tell you this. I'd pat myself on the back over this thing. I did this accident. I had my own aircraft for getting about with. And his stations extended from Cape Town, Oudtshoorn, Grahamstown, King Williamstown, Port Alfred, Port Elizabeth, and one or two others. In any case, he had a lot of stations, and my job was to reduce the accident rate. And I'll tell you that after I made myself so objectionable, people scarcely dare. As a matter of fact, it wasn't entirely that. I used to publish the figures of accidents. And I had thermometers painted up and down the hangars showing this squadron's position as against that squadron's position, and got a little bit of competitive spirit going and that sort of thing. In any case, I've got a chit at home from Croak, which says that owing to Shabbo's dedicated action, my group finished, when he left my group for Burma, we had the lowest accident rate in the whole of training command. And I'll tell you, I pat myself on that. I've got that. You may not believe it. I've got that in writing from Croak. I'll show you one day. And I think that's a jolly nice thing to have, don't you?
Yes.
Anyhow, that was what started me onto the accident business. And I got fairly decent results out of it, as I say. Well, now, later on, I was transferred to, I know what, a circular came round that people were wanted on Burma Command. Now, it was anticipated that Burma was going to turn into a campaign which was going to win its way, and I had lived in Siam, and I spoke a little bit of Siamese. And a circular came round that people were wanted for intelligence in Burma, on the Burma command. And in view of the fact that of my knowledge of Siam as a country and a little bit of knowledge of the language, I put in an application on this thing and in due course got shipped off to Burma. When I arrived in Delhi, apparently the situation had altered entirely, and the quest for people for intelligence section was no longer available. And in fact, the thing was off. The most awkward position I've ever been in my life, because there was I no longer belonged to the South African thing, and the people I'd come to Delhi to report to didn't want to see me. So what was I going to do? I wandered into a mess and picked up a conversation with a chap. And he said, well, you know, there are a bit queer people here, but there's only one outfit in this place which has really got the guts to it, and that's 229 Group. I think the number was 229 Group. Go along there and they'll fix you up on something or other. I went along and reported and got myself into the CEO's place and was just talking about things in general, and he was wondering what it was he might do, when somebody came in to see him who it turned out was the CEO of one of his stations. And the CEO started the conversation by saying that it's all right to say that this and that, this has got to be done, that's got to be done, but you know, I haven't got the men to do it, I haven't got anybody with any experience in this thing at all. After all, dealing with accidents is a thing which requires specialised knowledge, and we haven't the people. I was sitting in the back waiting, and he was saying that he was wanting somebody with specialised knowledge. I leapt forward, please, sir. Eh? And the long and short of that was my South Africa, I produced my South Africa experience. It is true, it was in accident prevention, which is a different thing from accident investigation, which is what they were looking for chapter four. But nevertheless, they jumped me two ranks. They jumped me up two ranks. I was then jumped me up to wing commander, and sent down onto this bloke's station to organise the accident investigation end. And from then on until the end of the war, I spent a lovely time. Completely freelance, absolutely freelance. I was responsible directly to Candy, directly to Suprema's headquarters in Ceylon. I was established on Burma Command just for administration. I made my own programs. I investigated such accidents as I thought required investigation. As I was telling you, I wangled my own Spitfire for getting me about from A to B. And I did do some useful work, I might tell you. I pulled the bugs out of the biggest thing, the most important thing I did, was I pulled the bugs out of a mosquito trouble. Mosquitoes were shedding their wings. And
what was the cause of that?
The cause I eventually got, after I had quite a series of them, it was very important because Mozzie was detailed to, I think I told you, she'd taken over the work which had been previously done by Spitfires, by PRU Spits, and Mozzie was going to do that, and Mozzie was, the whole of the light bomber effort was concentrated in mosquitoes for the campaign, and it was getting round, everybody was knowing that they were breaking up. The first instance that came to light was flight of Mozzies had gone out to bomb a Japanese petrol dump somewhere, would have been discovered, and it was out in the jungle somewhere, and was no defence at all on this thing, and they circled down, and a chap went down and dropped his bombs in, another chap down dropped his bombs in, the third one came down, and he dropped his bombs himself into the thing. In fact, his wings had come adrift. And that happened in one or two occasions, and one or two occasions after that. Well, that thing soon spreads around, and you can't expect chaps to be doing their stuff in machines which they, behind their hand in the mess, know are behaving in this sort of way. And so it really was a very important thing. But 1, 2, 3, 4, I could give you detail. It would be quite a long show to give you detail.